Blog Talk Radio.
Of Duels Blog Talk Radio Show, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes other stuff that has no relationship to Days of Our Lives. You can also find us on iTunes and Spotify, and we've got a Twitter account at Diva of Duel. Diva's not here tonight, but definitely look her up at Diva of Duel on Twitter. And this is Anna. You can find me at CozyHooch on Twitter and Instagram, although I'm told that people send me message DMs on Instagram and I don't see them because I never look. But I will start looking. Anyway, and we also have, I believe we have Marianne on the line. Are you there, Marianne?
Yep, I'm here. Hi, everyone. You can find me at Mama_Hooch on Twitter.
All righty. And Jan, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
All right. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Diva Carrie's at Diva of Duel. We also like to give a shout out every week to the Hapkas, Bob and Amy Hapka. They're on, I know they're on IG now because I've seen them. I've liked some of their pictures. So they're on IG, and they're also on Twitter, of course, and Facebook, and we just love them. That's why we give them a shout out, because they're just like our favorites. So, anyway, not that we play favorites, but you know, they are our favorites. What can we say? And then we also love to give a shout out to Lauren Coslow at Lauren Coslow on Instagram and Twitter, and she just had a birthday on the 9th, so give her a Diva of Duel happy birthday shout out. And Then we also love to give a shout-out to at Teo Panglis, and if you're a fan, you should know how to spell that, just saying. And then we got, and he's on all the mediums as well, and we also love to give a shout-out to Ian Buchanan. He's a longtime friend of the show and friend of the show and favorite, and he's at Kilt Trip USA. And So, how's everybody tonight?
Okay.
Oh, doing good.
Busy.
Getting better.
Everybody partying?
No partying.
Yeah, I didn't realize you'd been sick. I'm so
sorry. Yeah, my granddaughter, you know, was from.
Uh-huh.
So she goes
being around those toddlers.
She goes to daycare. Yeah, come home, she, you know, had a cold, and then I got it. No, I got hit hard with it. It's like I'm on about 2 weeks now, but it's kind of just about out of me, I think. But yeah, it calmed me down this time. So, but it wasn't COVID.
Yeah.
I took a test, and
That's good.
It's still in the
Rona family, though, right? Because colds are actually a Rona, aren't they? In some sort.
Well, it's it was some kind of sore throat, cough, congestion. Miserable.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know one of my family members ended up with a similar fate, helping out at their grandbabies. It was actually the old Montessori thing or whatever. Their mini pre-Montessori, whatever it is. And
it's all these babies.
He got slammed really bad. He said he was sicker than he had been with COVID or anything else. So. Anyway, Jan, are you keeping well? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That didn't sound real affirmative. Have you got caught any? I guess we don't need to discuss all of our illnesses, but I know a lot of stuff's going around right now.
I had surgery.
You had surgery?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm all right,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, bless your heart.
So if
What's
I
that?
Say anything stupid, it's the drugs I'm on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, well, when was your surgery?
I've been there.
Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I have no idea. Well, I hope you're healing well and everything, and we'll find out more later. But I've been kind of out of the loop with everything lately, so I did not realize. So hope you get to feeling better soon. So I hope that the drugs are helping a little bit, taking the edge off. Let's see. So I managed to get Monday, Tuesday, and almost finished Friday before I had to call in to host the show. So I got at least almost three episodes in.
Good.
I don't know. I guess I missed some of the talking parts.
Oh,
somebody was saying something about
all
that.
That's all they do anymore. Even Carrie was saying all this.
I know. I guess the episodes I saw, they weren't really doing that.
Yeah. You know, as soon as they break up with one or get, you know, something happens with one partner or whatever, then they just go get drunk and go with someone else.
Yeah. I have to get something off my chest, but it was from Friday's episode.
Oh.
I'm already ready to smack Maggie. I'm already ready to smack Maggie in the face. She's already on this big head trip
Power
being
trip?
The CEO.
You know what? This
What's
is
that?
A big debate. This is a now that you said that, I mean, you brought up Maggie first. I said, like, on the different threads and that I've been on, like, the people are just debating about that and upset about Maggie and the way they're portraying her. Some people are thinking that it's maybe not even Maggie. So, I don't know.
Well,
I kind of like
seems
the
like...
assertiveness of Maggie. I like to see the other side of her.
I think that part of it
she's out
is
of character,
the way she's
I guess.
Doing it. I think that's what it is. It's sort of an abrupt character change. It doesn't mean she hasn't been bitchy before. I mean, it's not the first time.
Yeah,
but
look how she keeps Victor in line.
Hopefully
she's
been
like that
like,
with Victor.
Hopefully she's not hitting the bottle again or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but,
okay, yeah.
I don't know, but I will say that because, I mean, she kind of went after Alex for a while. You know, we're just sick of all this bouncing back and forth. Well, honestly, Victor was part of that because he played favorites and loved Victor. But, you know,
he was always
pitting each against the other and all. And so it was like that's just the way it's been. And so now for them to write Victor, as we know, John Aniston has passed away. And so it's kind of like don't besmirch Victor now. But he is. But at the same time, he's guilty of some of that himself, of setting people up for failure and stuff. And literally making them compete for the job. You know, like remember when Philip and Xander were competing and stuff? So I don't know. I just somebody said, well, didn't they say that something might come up with Kate regarding that or something? Did somebody see a spoiler or something about, I don't know.
About what?
Anyway,
oh, I don't know.
Kate?
I just find it interesting, like, you know, what everybody's views are on, like, Maggie, that they don't like the way she's been. But I'm thinking it's about time somebody put Alex in his place. He has such an ego. And I mean, granted, I love the character. I love Robert Scott Wilson in a way he's playing him. But he just assumed, he says, oh, my Auntie Maggie, the Maggie that should be,
that was
you know, just making lemon bars and, like, staying. It's almost like, and you stay in your place, stay in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be running a corporate. Hey, wait a minute. Women have been trying, like, don't push us back. Like, Maggie's like, you know, there she is. That's,
well,
you
I mean,
know,
she
I don't
ran
know. Say,
I mean, not that
it.
It, not that an international conglomerate or whatever it is.
Yeah,
the same as Shea Rouge, but she was a business owner for a lot of years.
Right.
So it's not like she's
right.
like a naive person to this, but and plus she was with Victor all those years, so she, you know, she learned
yeah.
a lot from that too. But I mean, I think the thing of it is like, okay, so they can't. I didn't see the prior weeks at family and town and stuff. So I don't know if. Did she explain why they're they're canceling Belle or the Belle? What is it? The Bella magazine?
Bella. Yeah, she did kind of like all of a sudden do that, and it's kind of like
yeah.
she didn't care. Like the people, like Alex said, you know, all these people
yeah.
will be losing their jobs, and yeah, she kind of like.
Well, and then Alex
was
like,
find other ones. Yeah.
Well, and then Alex was like, that's also the namesake of Victor's daughter, you know, stuff. So,
right.
I don't know. That was just mm-hmm. kind of, I don't
but
know.
Victor
I thought, well, maybe
to be
I
okay with
something.
It.
Do
yeah.
we know that?
I don't know.
Is she just saying that? Or is it, well, she did
well,
say
she
that
called
she knew
Victor.
She knew that Alex
yeah.
had back tried to backstab her or whatever.
Oh, yeah. He called Victor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He called, went over her head, called Victor and said about canceling Bella. So, obviously, Victor must have known about it and was okay with it.
Yeah.
So and is leaving it up to Maggie.
Well,
so I don't know. Yeah, that
well,
was like
also,
all of a sudden she's doing
well,
these
and
changes.
Also, it would be one thing if they could say, "Oh, look at the numbers. Nobody's subscribing anymore, and
mm-hmm.
we just can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
We just it just needs to be one of those cost-cutting measures. Every company's cutting back right now. Or, you know, they could have done
mm-hmm.
something like that. But it sounded more. I think what it is they're writing her to be. Like, so authoritarian that it's not rootable, maybe? I don't know. I don't know if this is
yeah,
going to make
she's,
us
or
sorry
she's
for
not caring.
Alex?
It's coming off as, like, not being, not caring or just being nasty. Like, is she turning into Victor? Are they trying to make her into Victor? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's interesting.
Oh.
You are, what you're, like, what you're saying is what most people are saying. They do
okay.
not like this Maggie.
Yeah. I mean,
that
I have no
the,
problem like if
I,
when
yeah.
Kate was trying to be the CEO or whatever, there's no problem with having a badass woman run it. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but I'm just saying
yeah.
like.
But they're saying Maggie shouldn't
know,
be badass.
Yeah, okay. Or at least maybe she's trying to set the tone, but I guess if she's going to be badass, I wish they would write mm-hmm. it in such a way that it wasn't just badass for the sake of badassery, but rather that it was for
mm-hmm.
business reasons, you know, or something. I don't know. I guess I'll
like
in the business world for
yeah.
too long. What, Jen?
Like it was yeah. believable.
Yeah. Instead of it was, it almost seems plot driven. I mean, yeah, plot driven is.
Well, I'm sure it is
plot
driven.
Sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure yeah. it is. It sure
so,
it is plot driven, and it was meant to shock, I think, and surprise, because it was a shock
yeah.
that. She was the one named CEO. You know, everyone was
okay.
thinking it was going to be Alex, but yeah. So, but I mean, I kind of like the play between her and Alex, you know, the bad
yeah.
kind of knock him
but
down
you know
a few
that,
pegs, which I think he needed, but.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So,
well, that
and
Auntie
I think Xander
Maggie
now
thing?
Is going to be coming back. Auntie Maggie.
Oh.
I know. He kept
that was
calling
really
her
annoying.
Auntie Maggie.
It
that
reminded
is annoying.
Me, I
she
guess
got,
because
know.
It's too, I guess the Murdaugh trial is too fresh in my mind, but when he's up on the stand calling
oh,
his son Pawpaw that he killed,
family.
You know, Mags
talk
and Pawpaw,
rich.
And I'm like Alex, this is Alex also, Alec and Alex, ooh, weird.
Alex,
I didn't even plan
Alec
that. I didn't even plan that. I didn't even plan that, but it sounds manipulating, doesn't it? It sounds like Auntie
yeah.
Maggie. Who, when did he,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know, maybe call
he's
her
patronizing,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's, yeah.
It's, ugh. But anyway. So, yeah,
it's,
I guess the jury's still out on that, but no pun intended
yeah.
once again. I didn't even plan that analogy. It just came to me. But anyway, so, yeah, so I guess it'll be interesting. I would rather see witty repartee than nastiness, though, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. Huh?
Yeah, which
see.
Is
okay,
which
so,
more or less she gave him an ultimatum. If you can't take me as your boss, you know, you could just quit. You could just get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
kind of what she did. And then he kind of left with his tail between his legs.
Oh,
so,
I didn't get to
and then
see that
meets
part.
Up with Gwen, which is another whole story. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because then he tells Gwen.
And Alexander.
Right.
Yeah.
So we might as well jump into that real quick because I didn't see something earlier in the week, but I saw Fridays
mm-hmm.
where he says, he tells, I guess, Leo miraculously arranged, because he loves Gwen, that's his buddy,
Yeah.
So he somehow arranges to expedite the divorce decree or whatever for Sarah and Xander, so Xander can be free to move on again with Gwen, because he said he wouldn't commit until his divorce was filed. He didn't feel like he could mentally do that or emotionally do that. So then as soon as he finds out it actually is final, he basically tells Gwen, by the way, I just have to be honest, I just can't be with you right now. I still love Sarah. And we're like, why? But anyway, the whole audience says why. But anyway.
Why?
But then, you know, and of course she was hurt because she thought they were together, you know. And so I guess I'm just good for helping you bury a dead body or come up with some scheme, execute some scheme with you or something, and then get a roll in the hay for a reward, but like a good little girl, but I'm not good enough. Bring home to mother. And he goes, well, my mother's dead. She's like, or something dead to me anyway.
Dead
and
to
so
me.
He's like, it's not that. He goes, it's not that. It's just, and so of course that was Friday. So I don't know how that ended because I just left. I missed the last few minutes of the show,
he quit the Spectator then.
Oh,
yeah, he quit.
Okay.
You know, he says, he's not going to be work. So he quit the Spectator. And then I'm thinking he's on his way to see Maggie probably for a job because him and Maggie are like, they're close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Alex leaves and then Gwen's all upset. So she goes to that bar or bistro or whatever. And then Alex goes there and sits down and they start, I think, then we're going to see next week them two hooking up. We didn't see that Friday. But we just saw them meeting for drinks. But I did see the preview. I did see previews that those two will get together. And Gwen is going to end up pregnant. Is it Alex? And I don't know how. And she was not that long ago with Xander. So Xander could have two babies coming.
Maybe
Alex.
Who's pregnant?
Well, she sleeps with Alex.
Okay, Sarah? No, but you said Xander could have two babies. Oh, because you think Sarah's pregnant too?
Yeah, Sarah is pregnant with Xander's baby.
Oh, I didn't know.
But Xander doesn't know that yet.
And
no.
She left town.
Oh, yeah. Left town with Rex, but never told Xander.
Oh, okay.
Rex knows she's pregnant, and he knows it's not his. He knows it's Xander's.
I'll tell you, there's no end to the, you know, it's one thing. They could get away with this crap. They could get away with this crap for decades back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and maybe even 90s, right, Jen? But, like, now, it's not like you can get away with this for very long.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just dumb.
At this day and age, and they're doctors, don't these women know birth control? I mean, plus she's a doctor. I mean, Jesus, nobody practices.
Well, I think some of them, I even wondered about Gabby ending up getting pregnant, too, because she's not supposed to be able to get pregnant. And I was like,
she's not.
What if she's, okay. So I was like, I didn't realize these other two were going to, these other two were pregnant. So that's like a lot of babies. But so Sarah will probably, that'll be a case like where she shows up later.
She'll come back. Later.
Yeah.
With a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's
what I mean. They keep switching
drama.
Partners constantly. It's like back and forth. Better. I know that happens.
It's almost
but
like they think they're going to get, they think they're going to get the young viewer to tune in, and maybe they will, but maybe most of them are doing that too. But the thing of it is
what they are doing.
Soap fans, longtime soap fans, enjoy the build up, they enjoy the romance, they enjoy the, you know, so the bed hopping part's like, meh, you know, like, okay, so, you know, anybody can do that, whatever, you know. But it's not unless it's setting up a who's the daddy or something like that, it's really just loses its like dramatic appeal, I guess. Right?
Storyline.
What's that?
They need an STD storyline.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really.
Somebody needs to get something. I don't know. But, Yeah, that's yeah. So, yeah, I mean, maybe they're just hoping they catch eyeballs while somebody's looking for one of the other shows on Peacock, and they're like, ooh, what's this naked stuff going on? And then they get pulled in. But I don't know about y'all, but of course I'm old, so I'm in the camp.
And I'm older.
What drew me in was the adventure, the suspense, and the drama, and the you know, love in the afternoon, and all that. You know.
Yep.
And of course, mm-hmm. the very handsome, intriguing Teo Pinglis was how I found Days. But you know,
yeah,
just,
Tony and Anna did romance. Mm-hmm.
All the tension. Okay. You know, a lot of these people you could probably name on one hand or less how many times we actually saw them in bed doing something. But it's like it was just that buildup and that tension and that witty repartee mm-hmm. and then the makeup sex and all that, you know. And so that was sort of the fun of it, I think.
And
so,
I remember back then, I don't know, I remember them all like switching partners that quickly. You know, Anna was always after Tony.
Yeah.
But
well,
I don't
know.
Was she like, she wasn't really with anybody else.
I know the kids to the hair a little bit. Not all kids, but most people
mm-hmm.
are probably a little different.
Yeah.
But still, I think, I don't know, I still think if the point of watching it is just to watch people doing that, I don't know, for me it loses a lot of its appeal. But that's just me. But maybe
we're losing like rooting couples. They keep changing up the couples so quickly we don't get...
Yes.
Yeah, who do we want together?
And they don't give us a
reason. They're not giving them a chance.
And they're not giving us a reason to root for somebody because they're all acting like jerks. So, I don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So,
and all the guys are dumb.
What's that?
All the guys are dumb.
Well, I will say, Jen, I think we can all agree that that's how they've been written for a long time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But really,
and now they're trying to put Jada and Rafe together. I'm sorry, but that does not work. There is like no chemistry, nothing. I mean, Rafe, have been better pairings for Rafe. I mean, I have to admit, but
well,
this
Kate
one is
was
not
the best
it.
One in terms of interest for me, but you know.
And I did like him with Sam.
At least he was funny with her and, you know, and I guess with Sammy a little bit. I don't know. So I guess
and then they bring
the
sister in.
Bring what? No, the sister.
They brought her sister in. Did you see?
Oh, okay.
Now
yeah, I didn't
Jada
see
has
episode,
her sister
but I saw
in.
A picture of her, but I didn't know who it was. So why are they bringing her sister in? Just to add trouble? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's for Chanel. Or she's going to work for Chanel. You know, Chanel hired her, but Paulina didn't want Chanel to hire her because they froze the assets, or Sloan froze her assets, you know.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that part.
No.
So we have that whole civil suit going on, you know.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So I don't know if they brought her in. Like, I don't know if she's I don't know.
Well, I was kind of hoping she and Johnny would get back together, but anyway.
That's my rooting couple. They're still kind of there, but then they're making trouble for them because they're trying to bring Wendy in, but then they're putting Tripp in the mix for Wendy and Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
And then her dad, Wendy's dad, has to go and say Mr. Shin has to go and say how proud he is of her for trying to date a Demira because
that's all he cares
about.
That
will solidify their legacy with the Demira Enterprises and stuff. And it's like, she's like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's been kind of interesting how quickly the whole, I didn't get to see the last part of Friday, but like at the beginning of the week, there was the whole Stefan trying to poison EJ and EJ, not poison, but make him crazy, like make him seem wacky.
Drugging
mm-hmm. each other. And then EJ, you know, is trying to flip the script and do the opposite and blah, 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 blah. And then Johnny
and Nicole's in on
it out. And Nicole's in on it. And then
Johnny
and Wendy start figuring it out. And then at the end of the week, of course, the obvious setup of that Nicole says EJ's so brilliant, but we're all like, no, this is just dumb drama, whatever. But, you know, they invite Mr. Shin over for dinner, and Stefan's there, and they gave him another hit of whatever whatever crap they're trying to put to. When I say poison, I'm really meaning like poison, but more like for hallucinogens or some sort of like physical reaction.
Yeah, confused.
Not to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make him seem unstable so that they'll get him off the CEO mm-hmm. thing. And so, you know, they're hoping, you know, Nicole and EJ are like, oh, and then it's just going to come over dinner, and then, you know, Stefan's going to come downstairs and barely be able to walk and be all loopy and everything, and Mr. Shin's going to be like, ooh, we can't have him run into Mira Enterprises. So they have all that going, and then Johnny and Wendy figure out what's happening, and Johnny calls his uncle and says, look, somebody's trying to poison you, trying to make you look bad. And he's like, well, who? And he's like, well, I can't tell you that, but, you know, trust me on that.
Who else would it be?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Johnny.
Trust me on that, right? Well, he dined his dad up, but not some, So the part I didn't get to see, because I had to phone in to the show, was what happened when, did we get to see, like, I think I saw Stefan come downstairs. What happened at that point?
Well, Stefan came downstairs, and they said about all having drinks. So Stefan pours them all drinks and gives Shin and Nicole their drinks. So then he hands EJ a drink. Well, Nicole said there's no olives. Can you help me out with this, Jen?
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. No. So Stefan poured the drink. So Stefan knows which one is his. So he gave it to EJ. Okay. Wait a minute. And then, whatever it is, it got switched again. Stefan switched it again because he knew EJ was going to switch it when he turned back to get the olives, which EJ did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then somehow he did something to EJ. I don't know who's talking to Nicole, and he switched it back. So it looks like EJ is the one that's going to take the drug drink. And I thought I saw some pictures that they're like, looks like they're helping EJ. So that's from what I remember. That's what it is. So it's like,
so EJ's going to be pissed when he finds out his son dimed him out, but whatever.
Because they think but EJ should have confided in Johnny and say, hey, Uncle Steph tried to drug me first, and this is what we're doing. You know what I mean? He thinks from the beginning that this was all his dad's idea to drug Steph.
Right.
So
he's trying to protect Stefan.
And Johnny has it
and
wrong.
His dad didn't want to tell Johnny because he knows that Johnny's close with Stefan, so he didn't trust him, basically.
Right.
So, he doesn't
want him to know. And both, it's funny, but both brothers have the same idea. You know, they want the other one to get in, to get in power. Yeah.
And then you got the whole Lee and Gabby thing where Gabby's like, well, I'm not, he's planned the whole day. He's trying to learn Spanish. He's using this Spanish sparingly, to like impress her. And she's like, look, I speak English and Spanish, and it's just like insulting to hear your awful Spanish or whatever. Like basically he just needs to not talk, If he stopped breathing, she would be thrilled, right? So anything is getting on her nerves.
Yeah.
And he's planned this whole lovely day to go feed the ducks because Ari told him once that, mom would take her to feed the ducks, and actually mommy loved doing that even more, enjoyed doing that even more than she did. So he can't, honestly, on the face of it, he's being like a really sweet guy, but it's also forced because he's trying to win her back. And she's like not having any of it. She loves Stefan. She's like, I don't want to do this. And so then she lies to Lee and says, I got to go to Ariana's school. They're having trouble transferring her records. And so she's like, so I can't go with you today. He's like, okay, well, the ducks can wait another day and everything. He's all disappointed, but he's like, okay. So she goes and she actually meets Stefan in the park, I guess. And Stefan, she thinks, you know, they're all so happy to see each other, la, 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 like, you know, kiss, kiss, and all that. But yet he says, you know, here's the thing. I think, I can't remember what his logic was, but he said, I think it's better that you stay with Lee for the 6 months.
Right.
Because
to get the shares,
but you retain the shares.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she's like, that's not exactly what I was hoping to hear from you.
She wanted to give up the shares for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said that she wasn't sleeping with Lee. I mean, because he kind of was like, well, you know, she's mm-hmm. like, well, there isn't a sex. And of course, how long is that going to last? Right. But so in the meantime,
yeah, just wait.
This
I give it a week.
Her douchey husband is tracking her on her phone, and he knows that she's at the park, and he goes, and I'm sure. So he calls the school and is like, oh, I'm Ariana's stepfather, and, you know, is there something I can do to help expedite the records transferred on? And they're like, well, Will already did it. You know, it's done. So he knew that she was lying to him, and he's like, oh, and I know who she's at the park with, you know. So now let's see. Did he show up at the park? I'm trying to think. Did he show up there? Okay.
Yeah, and he
I can't remember
them,
what.
Yeah, but she.
Yeah.
She when, said he was just. She was
about,
just explaining that she couldn't be with him.
Right, and then they were kissing when he caught them kissing, and Sloan had dropped him a little ammo that it didn't straight up say that if she cheated that the deal would be null and void, but that if he caught her doing something, you know, maybe slightly off, I don't know, something about that. He talked to Sloan because he was going to try to get out of the agreement, and then she said something, I don't know, I don't quite know, like, now is there going to be a battle with him trying to hold over Hedy?
He's
going to
be watching her every move now.
Yeah. Well, and
if
how's she going to explain,
together,
you know,
or...
yeah, I don't know, yeah. But the fact that, and then, of course, Wendy finds out that Lee's sister finds out that he's tracking her, and she's like, that's just beyond. You don't do that.
He just,
you know, and so
right.
She was like, that's just wrong. And so she was just appalled with him, and so I thought that was funny. But. Oh, Lordy. And Harry had made her her favorite.
Crazy.
He had made her some sort of Mexican breakfast, a Spanish breakfast that she liked, a dish, you know, that she liked. And she can tell she's just not feeling it at all. But now is he going to force her, like, well, if you don't have sex with me, then I'm going to, like, rip up the contract and you're not going to get the shares. And she knows ultimately that the man she loves wants her to stay with this guy for 6 months so that they can be co-CEOs. So, yeah. Yeah,
right.
Like Jen said, that'll last all of a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the drama.
Yeah, all these, you know, all these demurs vying for this position. I could just make Tony in charge. It's just so simple. Yeah, this is like in a chat. This is so simple, but, you know, these writers, I don't know. But anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
Let's Kristen come. I don't know. What did you think about Rachel? Did you see Rachel and her little
Oh,
meltdown?
My God. She's a bad seed, like, times 12.
Oh,
Ooh.
My God. If she's not like Kristen. And, like, Brady just stands there and lets her get. I mean, lets her get away with it.
He's
just saying, hey,
said,
we're
you know,
having Chloe lunch.
Said, no,
you're gonna
I need to
here.
Leave. I need to leave, mm-hmm. and he says, yeah, she needs to learn. She doesn't can't get her way doing that. He says, yeah, but Brady, she's been you're
way.
The only person in her life right now. You know, she's like, you know, basically, I mean, she lost her grandma, she lost her mom. You know, so she's like, you're her only real anchor. So, you know, I just need to leave. I don't need to infringe on your title or whatever. She storms off. And, you know, and so, of course, the bad seed wins, you know. So
no.
That little girl is something else, too.
I don't care who, you know. No. She was like that before her her grandmother died and her mother was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
She's a
brat.
She's a brat.
Yes, she is. Well, it would be different
anyway,
if they
that's
wrote
another
her
big
a
debate.
Little bit. Because she was really cute with Eric and Sloan when they were making her face up and all that stuff. After she got
she was, but she can be.
But like, I hate it when they have her acting like that.
Oh, she's a good little actress. Yeah, she is.
It's funny though because I was watching her sit on that bench with John, and I thought that was kind of a sweet thing where he's like trying to explain to her that.
Well, John explained it really well.
Yeah,
I thought she
did
understand. Because Brady was just like that with Marlena. Brady was just like that with Marlena, not a kissinger. So I thought that was a good thing.
I thought that was really sweet. Yeah. And I thought, I noticed too, because she, as a little kid, being, I mean, she seems like a grown-up, but she is still a little kid as an actor. And she was getting very restless in her seat. And I noticed that Drake reached out and, you know, kind of, held her hand or something to kind of calm her down. You know, like she was getting, if you go back and watch the scene, it was kind of cute because she was fidgeting really bad, probably has ADHD like I do. But anyway, but no, but she was just really fidgety. And he just kind of reached over so sweetly and kind of like to calm her, like to help her, like, I don't know. And then when he, you know, and then when he had his lines about the, about how Marlena was and all and how Marlena loved Brady, like, He was her son, but Brady had a lot of resentment when he was little because he missed his mom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so, yeah, I loved that scene. I thought that was really good, but didn't work.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work. I thought, oh, okay, Rachel's going to
And the thing of it is, I like having spicy kids like Sierra, you know, Lauren Bowles. Sierra was spicy.
A little different
but
than Sierra. Yeah.
Also, Sierra had some redeeming qualities, too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to find those with this one.
Right now with Rachel,
Well,
there's
hard
to find. She's like a little Kristen, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, the pathos in that genetic pool is probably really scary when you think about it.
Yeah.
Kid doesn't really have a chance.
Oh, man.
So, let's see. Any other angles? What did you guys think of Eric selling himself for free legal advice?
Sloan. He's back with Sloan.
I know, but it was like, well, I'll get you out if you sleep with me or whatever. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's like a little man whore. He's become a man whore.
How low we
have
sunk.
Father Eric. Father, what a waste.
Wow. I'm like, well, I don't have any money. Well.
It's not going to waste now, man.
You are the best sex I've ever had or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then Sloan rubbing Nicole's nose in it when, you know, because they quoted her as saying that about Eric or whatever.
Yeah,
or vice versa.
Or
that Eric said that about Sloan. I can't remember. But anyway, she rubbed that in.
No,
with,
Sloan,
with Nicole.
Sloan said it about air. Yeah. Leo is, he is so funny.
Yeah.
I can't even remember all. He has so many great lines and so many, the things that he says, I can't even remember them all. I should write them down each time he says them.
They've done a good job of redeeming him a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I missed some of the episodes for that, but he told me he's really funny. But I did think the things I did see were cute. I mean, he's good at delivering them. He's very good at it.
He's hilarious.
So now this means that Glenn and Leo will basically be running the
spectator. Oh, boy.
Did you see where Missy Reeves is coming back for a week or something?
I saw
that somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No,
I think I saw that. There was a picture of Jack and then a picture like hiding.
Oh, they're
Missy's
on a Hallmark
face.
Movie together. I think they're on a Hallmark movie. That's what that was.
I'm
pretty sure.
Okay, I thought they were saying she was coming back to town. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bummer.
But
Bo
and
Hope
are coming back.
The Devereaux's coming back.
Next week. That's the whole thing next week. Because we didn't really see any of the ladies this week. We didn't see any of them, really.
Kate wasn't on at all. There's no Kate report.
None of them were. Not that whole storyline wasn't on at all.
There was nothing to file for the Kate report this week. I was very disappointed.
No.
But
I think this week she's on.
Are the rumors, because I'm really kind of out of it with most of the spoilers, other than the spoiler that I saw about Kate possibly going up against Maggie or something. But what I was wondering is, have you guys heard that the Bow and Hope thing is like a temporary thing, a short story arc, or is it a longer story arc? Or? Okay.
I heard short, but I don't know. You know, I'm not okay. positive. It just that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Like they're only coming back for so long, and of course, Ben and Sierra are coming back.
Right. Ben. Yeah. Oh, so Ben will be.
Yeah, I don't know how. It's interesting how they're going to do this. Are they going to make any reference to how Alex and Ben look alike, or is Alex even going to be around at the time that Ben comes back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, and it's
or they
and
won't
it's
be
interesting
in each
too because
nobody will make the comment
because it's been right at the time that like Alex really is his own person. Like I don't look at him and see Ben every time. You know, like
no,
it's funny because
yeah.
now everyone's going to be reminded. You know. But I didn't think about
yes.
it. Teo played two roles for many years off
right.
and on, so, you know.
Yeah, but we knew they were two different, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
but they, like when
right.
Alex came back, they really made no reference
right.
of, like, other than saying, oh, you look familiar, or you
yeah.
look like someone I know.
Right.
Or, yeah, but
right.
they never really, but like Bonnie and, like we know, like Bonnie and Adrian, they know that they're two different, you know, look. People say,
Alex and Ben would know that they're two different people, too. I mean, Alex and Ben the same way.
Yeah, but there's
we
been
know
no reference saying, like, oh, you look like Ben. But everyone says,
yeah,
Bonnie
true.
Looks like Adrian, or Hattie looks like
yeah.
Marlena. But they don't, they never
yeah,
said
they
that, hey,
yeah.
yeah, you look like Ben Weston.
Yeah.
No, that's just weird. I mean, yeah, and Andre and Tony, yeah, same, but.
I hope
it'll
be
interesting.
I hope we get to see the Sierra and Ben baby. That's probably what a year old now. I don't know.
Oh, probably
yeah. four. Probably
about that.
What do they name? What
do
they name the baby?
Bo.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll probably be 10 years old.
yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And of course, Megan
yeah.
will be back.
I wish it would be
another Tamara.
Honestly,
that could play in.
The thing. Let's yeah. say that again. Who will be?
I said Megan will be back. That's another Tamara. I don't know how long she'll
yeah.
be back for.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I miss that whole Megan story. I knew Megan Hathaway had been a character, but for some reason in my brain,
yeah.
I always got them confused with Megan and Isabella. For some reason, I don't know. I never understood. Like, I don't know. I know they're different people, but I just. I never.
They
I kind of
had the same hair.
I wasn't watching during that period of time, so I get them confused. So anyway, but I forgot that Megan Hathaway was a Demira.
Yeah, Megan was on in '84. I mean, because Tony and Anna were still there. She was
from
the
'80s. I remember the name, but for some reason I don't remember the stories with her. I don't.
Story.
It's like I have big gaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Big gap.
Jen's our
yeah, I do remember Megan.
Our show historian. She,
going after
she
Hope, or, you
kinds.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when the prisons, those three prisons, and she was trying to get the prisons to cure Stefano's brain tumor. And,
oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I don't know. That's so weird, because
yeah.
some things I remember so clearly, and other things I just... So I was probably
so,
focused on Tony Anna or something, and I wasn't, you know, I don't know. But yeah. So, but
and you know what? And we never thought,
Anna.
Didn't you? And never thought you'd see Christian Alfonso and Peter Reckel back
right.
years ago when they first come up. The way they talked,
yeah.
the way they talked, it
yeah.
was like never. They were never coming back.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, but
don't
you'll
ever
remember when
never.
We interviewed Peter Reckel that time. That was a great
interview. I'd love
interview.
To be able
we had
to
so
interview
much fun.
That again.
We had
yeah.
so much fun
oh, yeah.
with him that night. And he was so open. And I got
yeah.
the feeling he did want to come back. But that was years ago.
At
but
that
I felt
time,
like he
yeah.
was open to it. But
at that interview.
But yeah.
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 But
didn't
then
he get
later.
Pulled over on his motorcycle, go into one of the in character,
yeah.
like he was driving the motorcycle over to like.
Yeah,
yeah,
look at that interview.
We should promote
listen
it,
to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if maybe we need to retweet it or tweet it or something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Christian, I thought she was done because she kind of left on. But so many of them have left on those terms, too, and they keep coming back.
Sure.
Never
and
thought,
you know what?
Like,
and it,
we
and
never
you know,
thought Teo and Leanne would be back at one time.
Right?
Or Leanne, for sure. Yeah, we never thought they'd be back, and now
that, you know, if the story is right and the timing is right for them and they're in between, you know, they're wrapping up another project and they have the time, you know, I think it's in their control and they know that the fans miss them and want them back. So, you know, so even if it's for a small story arc, that should be really nice too. Because, I mean, I used to love them back in the 80s. I liked them when I came back to the show and the mid-2000s, like 2006, I think. I liked them then, but they were, remember, during that era, they were never having any romance or anything. It was like there were actually people keeping track of how many days or years it had been since Bo and Hope had any on-screen, like, romance or anything. So, you know, it was kind of like the magic was kind of gone at that point, but I think it will be neat to see this. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, but we never really dead in film. Even even when you're dead.
Yeah, they're never dead.
Yeah. So anyway, but So I hope. So I'm guessing we'll probably see some of the three angels up there next week on since Bo and Hope are coming back. I'm assuming we'll see some interaction with Marlena and Kate and Kayla. So anyway, so I don't know. I hope you're feeling better. You're feeling better soon, and
getting there.
Both of you actually, because Jen with your surgery and Marion with your cold and everything, you sound them all better. But Jen, do you have a long recovery period ahead, or?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a couple weeks.
Okay. Oh, I hope. I hope it's not any longer than that. So my best to both of you guys for. And Carrie wasn't. Diva wasn't feeling well either, so hope everybody starts getting better and feeling better. Certainly with the meds you're on right now, Jen, you probably can't think of anything else, but is there anything else that you can think of that you wanted to share or comment
about?
That
I can think of.
Okay.
I think we covered everything.
You're such a trooper, both of you, for coming on and tonight not feeling well. So I did have fun with my family last weekend. Got to meet the new great nephew, little baby Teddy, adorable. And his 2-year-old older brother Jameson is adorable and talking up a storm. This is the last time I saw him and running around and doing everything. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and of course with family in from St. Louis and Texas and different places in Texas and stuff. So it was nice. So anyway, well, I think we've covered it. I think, did they say the 16th? March 16th was the day that one or both of them appear? Is that the day that we're?
I think it's the 16th. The 16th, I think. It's one on the 16th and one the 17th, I think.
Seems like one's on one day, one's on another day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. We'll have a lot to talk about next weekend.
Next week, yeah.
Okay, everybody be well and get well, okay?
Okay.
Promise? Thanks.
Okay. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.